quarterbacks.
Oh, good. I think he's ready to go. It's just a matter of now of just getting through practice and seeing how it goes for him. And physically, I think he's as healthy as he's going to be, I think, until he starts playing. So had a good day of practice today, and we'll see how it goes the next couple of days.
How did he deal with contact today?
Fine. I mean, it's very limited. That's the one thing, for all these guys, it's hard to, you can't simulate, especially at that position, what it's going to be like to play on a Sunday. But he's been in the traffic all last week, obviously again today, so that part's been fine. Now it's just a matter of, we're doing a lot of different drills with him, doing different things with him to see how his how the soreness does, how he holds up. And then, like I said, if things, we'll see how he progresses the next couple of days.
So you said he might offer some spark. Can you see even in practice when he's out there a little bit now with contact that maybe does?
Yeah, I mean, I think they all, I mean, when you get someone new in there, especially a quarterback, it's, there's things that are different. So I think it does bring an energy. And I think you said in practice, it's nice. I think it's just good when everyone sees their guys getting back, a guy gets back from being injured, or whether it be offense, defense, special teams. It's just good to see the guy back out there. And then you're rallying around him, hoping that he could play and play well.
Is there something in particular that he has to show you, tomorrow or Friday that he can do? Or?
No, just overall, it's going to be really a lot of his input on how he's feeling, from the smallest things that you think wouldn't be sore. I mean, obviously he's not going to get hit out here, so you're not going to see how he can take a hit or those type of things. But I think there is a lot of movement. There is a lot of pressure on the pocket. There is present. There is a lot of body presence. You guys leaning on him. We had some competitive periods there with the defense. So there's guys all around him. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes and how his reactions are and how he's feeling mentally and all those things over after watching today's practice and tomorrow.
Sometimes in sports we hear the term sense of urgency. Is that fair to say that here there's that sense of urgency?
No, there is. I think there's been a sense of urgency. I think it just when you lose two in a row for the third time this season. There has been. We just got to find a way to end that. And this week is a week, which is going to be a tough week to do it, but we need to. We know that. And I think I said the same thing before we played Pittsburgh and before we played last week. We're running out of opportunities to make the season what we thought we could. And so we're going to have to do something special to get that done. And you can't do it unless you win one. And that starts Sunday. So we realize the position we put ourselves in, and you find out what, unfortunately we are where we are, and we'll find out what we're all about come Sunday.
What did the doctors see with Jake's shoulder to be able to clear him to?
Just that they can see on the MRIs, the pictures, that it's as healed as it's going to be. So waiting another week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks isn't really going to make a difference as far as how he feels. It's just a matter of playing football again.
I wondered if there'd be stern faces and guys with tougher attitudes out there in practice, but they seem to be okay.
They realize the only way to get this off their the only way to feel better is to win in this league, and they realize that, and the only way that's going to happen is by having a good week of practice, and that's really all you can do. Does that guarantee a win? Obviously not, but it guarantees a great chance at winning, and I think that's how you have to look at it. And I think it's up to, that's what we said in the meetings all this week, is it's up to us how we come out of this. We dug the hole, and now we have to get out of it. And it's going to be all the guys in that room that's going to make the difference on Sunday. So that's the approach they're taking. I think they had a good practice today. We need to have a couple more and then go travel and win a big game for us.
Is the psyche of this team real fragile right now? Do you get that sense?
No, I don't think so at all. I think we're, like I said, we're very disappointed. Like I said, we weren't happy with how things went last week. Who would be? No one wants to turn the ball over six times and have those kind of things happen at home. And so we know the only way we're going to – it's not going to go – it happened. There's nothing we could do about it other than learn from it and make sure it never happens again and make sure that we go play much better this weekend and win this football game.
Mike, with a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback, are you surprised at how competitive the Dolphins have been this year?
No, not really. Not in this league. I think that they're good coaches. It reminds me of us last year. We were 4-4 last year. They're playing with a young quarterback again, but he knows their system well. He has the advantage of working with Mike Sherman, who is his head coach at Texas A&M. So I think they know each other well. He knows the system well. So he's not really he's still, as far as learning the NFL, he is. But as far as he understands their system very well, and I think Coach Sherman's done a nice job of not having him do too much. And what's helped them a lot is they haven't been behind. There haven't been a lot of pressure on the young quarterback to carry the team because their games have been close. They've won obviously four of them, so they're I'm sure feeling good about where they're at. They probably feel the same way we did about Indy. They felt like they should have beat Indy last week, and they didn't get it done. And I'm sure that's bothering them going into our game. So it's a home game. They played well at home, but I'm not surprised by anything in the NFL. No matter how many years you're coaching or not coaching, or young quarterbacks these days are winning a lot of football games. So just while I look at Manning, and you can just keep going right down the list. The young quarterbacks are coming and doing well. So we hope our young quarterback has a chance to do well next week.
But they doing so well to stop the run. How much of a challenge is that for CJ and for you guys?
I think it's been a big challenge. It seems like, we played Pittsburgh. That was in the top two or three. And then last weekend, the Chicago was pretty darn good, and Houston. And we did a pretty solid job running the ball in those games. And this is another one. I think they're third. They're tackling line of scrimmage well. They're doing a nice job. I mean, they're like everybody else. They blitz a lot. There's similar how Cincinnati was last year, that they do a lot more on first and second down as far as attacking line of scrimmage. A little bit more like, even though not a 3-4 team, but more like Pittsburgh, where you're going to get a lot of safety blitzes, a lot of inside cross dogs, and they're going to try to discourage you from running the ball. And that's one of those games where you have an opportunity for big plays if we hit it right. We have to hope happens in the run game.
Randy Starks was a guy who was the youngest player in the league when he was here. When you see him on film now, how polished, how experienced does he look?
He's done well. I mean, he's a guy that that left here and has done well. I think we played him a few years back, and he had a bunch of sacks then. And I think he's got 3.5 this year, and he's playing well for them. I think he's had a good career, and he's still moving well. He plays the 3 technique, so we're going to see a lot of him, and containing him is going to be a big part of it. In this game, because they're in the top 5 or 6 in sacks, about the top 10 in sacks, and so they're doing a nice job on defense. And the defense is like ours was last year. I think they're 8th in the league in points allowed. They're only allowing about 18 points a game, so they're keeping them in games, and that's why they're 4-4. They haven't been getting many points, and their offense is only scoring about 20-21, but that's all they've needed, and they're getting it done.
Did you see much of Cameron Wake at Penn State, and what are some of the challenges he presents?
He's quick. I mean, he's leading the way with 8.5 sacks, and he's a special player for them, and athletic. Not a big guy, but he's athletic and gets to tackle some fits. He gets some good matchups over there, and he's a guy that we're going to have to be very aware of, and especially playing at their place where the noise, there will be noise in the tackles. He'll be over Stewart probably most of the time. So Dave's got to do a good job, making sure he's getting off the ball and getting his hands on him, because he's not as a big guy, but he's obviously a very quick guy, and he's been a big reason why they're 4-4.
What do you guys like about Wynn as opposed to Egbo?
I think he can play a little bit inside and outside. A little more experience, I guess, and like I said, with the roster, you're going to be experimenting with different guys, I'm sure, as we go forward here, as most teams do at this time of year. And I think we know what Egbo can do, and now we wanted to kind of see what Wynn can do, and we'll see that over the next couple weeks.
Stick with Latui at right guard with the move of putting Leroy on IR?
Yeah, and that was the reason, thinking before, is that we had a good feeling Leroy was going to have to go on IR as his knee loosened during the week, and we got a chance to get retested. And so thinking that Deuce is more of a true guard than Kevin Matthews is, and so that was the thinking last week, is to give Deuce a chance to play. He did a nice, solid job for us, and that way Kevin can still be the swing guy without having to put Kevin in there and have him have to do a double move during the game and not have a chance to get reps. So for the old line, the best way to do it was this way, and then Deuce has a lot of experience, and he brings a lot of energy to me. Another guy, like we told him, when the guy goes in, you hate to see a guy get hurt, but he's a guy that has a lot of energy. He brings a different dimension to the game. Had a nice solid game for his first time playing in a while, and so we'll continue that way.
With late locker game time kind of thing, would you know before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll decide before. That's where we're giving reps out here, let him get a lot of reps today and tomorrow, and that's something we'll decide in a couple days.
What'd you like about Council that you guys decided to bring him onto the practice squad there?
Same thing. Just looking for young linebackers that can come in maybe and show us what they can do and see what they're, as far as practice, start them on practice squad, see if there's any way to. We've been having such a run on linebackers this year as far as guys getting hurt that you never know when you have to elevate one. So we want to get one in here that we can seek, and if it's a possibility to help us on special teams. With Bailey being hurt and Spoon been hurt and McCarthy being hurt. It seems like that position has been rough this year, and losing Zach Dials. I mean, it's a long list of guys, and we have 14 guys in injury reserve this year, so there are quite a few guys hurt. So we're just bringing young guys to see who may develop, and who knows? You can be on practice squad one day and running down on special teams the next. So that's probably the main reason. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.